This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Andrew Gunling is such a psychopath.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Just horse. You're right, it was Nom. I gotta give a closer look to Peter's region.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's Andrew Gunling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
That's right, Andrew Gunling on ENN tonight, in for Peter, who is here. Just not running the ship.
That's right.
Myself, I am in charge. Oh, and Peter is somewhere.
Oh my God!
What is actually going on right now?
Oh my God!
What happened? Oh boy!
So my parents just got here, so I was trying to get it all done in time to get back for ENN, and I didn't, obviously. And I walk in my room and slam the door. And when I slam the door, the cheap mirror that I have just fell off the door and smashed.
Oh, no. And that's bad luck. Isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. And now it's a moment that will probably live forever as you were up and all of that went over the air.
I'm worried about the bad luck here. Well,
you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Well, here, let's start.
Have either of you ever broken a mirror?
No, not that I can remember.
Well, it's not going to happen right away, Peter. I think we can get through the rest of the show. And if we don't, it'd be terrific for the ratings.
Well, I'd rather have it come now than have to wait for it. All right. Sorry, Andrew. Go ahead.
Oh, man. This is as bizarre a start to ENN as I think we've ever had in the entire existence of ENN as a thing. Let's start out. Let's say, even though he's not here, let's say hello to Michael.
We have guests.
Let's say hello to Don. Oh, and wow, just like that, let's relive it already. Let's say hello to Peter. I am in charge.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and Peter is somewhere.
Oh my God. Well, get ready next year. We're in business. I got to make sure there's no glass out in the room, and I can't have my parents step on a shard of glass.
How hard did you slam the door?
I didn't think that hard. I'm trying to figure out why it even happened. Like, I know.
What do you want, HGH?
I think maybe my parents.
Now I have fractured glass in my rear.
Maybe my parents left the front door open a little bit, so there's air going through the apartment.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Because I normally have to throw it closed pretty hard so it'll catch on the latch. And this time it just slammed into the wall and fell off.
So the air going through the apartment, I can relate. Don, remember when we were doing the show at Mike Ditka's restaurant
in
Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you claim.
I know all of you claim Mike Ditka at the restaurant, they had an unbelievable painting, a really large painting, nicely framed. It looked valuable and expensive. And it got knocked over and shattered. I know all of you think that I knocked it over. I swear to you, there was a window that was open. The door was slamming. And when the window was closed and the door closed, it caused that to happen. It caused a wind gust and it knocked it over. I did not touch it.
Okay. Well, I believe you. But at the time, no one did.
I know.
And I'm the only one that does believe you now. So... even though that is your version of what happened and it's the truth, it's not what anybody believes. It's been blamed on you. Mike Ditka saw it. Michael didn't help matters much. He was rooting for you to have knocked it down.
I know.
But you know what? Who knows if the restaurant's even open anymore?
I'm just trying to find out what a broken mirror means.
All right. Well, while you do that, I just wanted to start ENN. I wanted to give you this piece of information because I know people have been kind of nervously awaiting Luis Severino and his bullpen today, given some of the injury situation with him. Meredith Marakovic tweeted, Luis Severino reported no issues with arm after bullpen. He will pitch Saturday as long as he does not experience any additional soreness. He added, in his mind, he'll be ready and pitch in game two of the season.
Well, so, that's huge.
Great news.
Very good news.
Yay! That's how I feel.
So whatever bad luck may have applied from Peter breaking that mirror, it didn't apply to Luis Severino.
Well, not so far.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, somebody had suggested that the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing was like a feud a long time ago. And Will said to him, you know, someday I'm going to slap you. And it went on for years. And then that's when he cashed in on it. Kind of like from How I Met Your Mother, it's like a slap bet, but at some point you lost the bet, which means sometime when you're least expecting it, you're going to get a slap.
What a moment.
And maybe that was the cash in
incredible
for Will.
Moment. Let's see, guys. Let's do this. Let's do this 98.7 ESPN Hoops update, which is brought to you by Covers.com. Sports bettors, make Covers.com your home for college basketball all tournament long. Winning starts at Covers.com. Now, as we all know, the Final Four is this Saturday. Duke and North Carolina facing each other for the first time in tournament history. And the historic nature of this has now impacted the country music world. And I'm very curious what you'll think of this. So country music star Eric Church, I don't know if you're familiar.
I've heard the name. I couldn't name a song.
I like Eric Church. Okay. One of his albums I enjoy, the one with Springsteen.
So he is a lifelong North Carolina Tar Heels fan.
That's right.
He's also scheduled to perform in San Antonio on Saturday night. He has canceled that show in favor of being in attendance at the Superdome for the game. Now, I'm curious if this causes you to gain respect or lose respect for Eric Church.
You have to answer me a question. Did he go to North Carolina?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'd have to check.
What you're calling fraud if he didn't go?
If he didn't go to school there, I'm just calling him a fraud for even rooting for the team.
Okay.
The fact that he's going to cancel a concert, all those fans that want to see him play, so he can go root for North Carolina and didn't go there, bad guy.
So I saw a lot of pictures of him at past UNC games, both basketball and football, but I'd have to look and see if he went there. I don't think that he did.
He did not.
Okay. And Peter, you said you gain respect?
I gain respect big time. This is the biggest game in the history of the program. This is, I don't understand why he couldn't. I think maybe the move would have been to move the concert to earlier in the day, then take a private jet to the concert, as opposed to canceling this thing that people have been planning for a long time.
Yeah.
But I respect it from a fan standpoint. And I understand that people love teams. Listen, it's the team he's rooted for since he was a kid, whether he went there or not. So, you know, it's a different way of life. College basketball is a different thing in Carolina.
Okay, now what about the idea of you're such a – I'm not doubting his fandom. He really looks like he's a legit fan.
I think he's proved that.
But you're this big a fan. Should you be scheduling any concert the night of the Final Four? Why not just leave Saturday, April 2nd, vacant?
I don't know if a promoter would let you do that. That seems like a Saturday night.
They're letting him do this, which is worse.
Yeah, no. He chooses. He could have taken off played his tour.
It's all publicity. He probably wasn't selling enough tickets, and this is just the way to get out.
Wow.
How about that? I don't even know anything.
I don't know anything.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure that's not the case.
If I'd be red hot if I got tickets. He didn't go there. And you bring up a good point. I know they were an 8 seed, but still, the tradition of Tar Heel basketball, you'd want to make sure that Saturday and Monday, early in April, is open just in case your team is going to make a run.
That was always my thing with Syracuse. Now they're not as good, but in the years where they were really good, I would kind of just say we can't really make plans during this month because I won't miss that game.
It's so hard to do that, though, when it's so rare to compete for a national title, even if you're North Carolina.
I know, but still, to cancel a concert.
I mean, I respect.
How big's the venue? I need to know that.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's big. I think it's where the Spurs play.
He sold out the AT&T Center.
Oh, sold out.
It's an awful job by him. It shouldn't be anything that's respected.
Wait, why? Don, you of all people, you appreciate when fans
are committed. Dude, he's got fans, man. He's a fan of the Tar Heels. He's got fans. Yeah. Take care of your fans. They're going there. What if somebody wanted to travel across Texas to go to this thing or travel around the country to go see this show and it got canceled? Not because, God forbid, somebody died. I got to go see my Tar Heels. You didn't even go to the school. Stop yourself.
What about if he had... If he had kept the concert... But made an announcement that it was the timing of it would be scheduled around him being able to see the
game. You're inconveniencing your fans. You're not a good guy.
Wow.
So he posted a statement, I think on Ticketmaster, actually. He said, as a lifelong Carolina basketball fan, I've watched Carolina and Duke battle over the years, but to have them match up in the Final Four for the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament is any sports enthusiast's dream. He then goes on, I guess he refers to his fans as the church choir.
That sounds right.
So he went on to say, this is also the most selfish thing I've ever asked the choir to do, to give up your Saturday night plans with us so that I can have this moment with my family and sports community.
Awful.
Well, he acknowledged it's selfish.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's okay.
Andrew,
I know it's wrong that I'm taking your wallet, but I'm going to take it anyway.
Andrew,
but don't call the cops because I know what I did was wrong.
Andrew, you are you against it?
I think what he's doing is wrong. I would not do this if I were him. I understand how big it is, and you know how big of a fan I am of my teams. I would not do this. I would try to – I'd go into DVR mode. I'd do the concert, turn off my phone, tell nobody, tell me what happened, and then I'd try to watch it after.
No, I respected him before this. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, failed with the Mets, suffered concussions, and he's been able to build
that's Ryan, Ryan Church.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Common mistake.
What's his first name?
Eric Church.
Yeah.
Eric Fraud Church. So, no, there's the, honestly, even defending them makes you wrong.
I like it.
And then and Dave Rothenberg, of course, tweeted, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this guy. Ah, wow. That should tell you right there you're on the wrong side.
That's a fair argument. That's an argument you made all day. Now, real quick, I'm reading about what to do about the mirror thing.
There's an antidote?
Yeah, there's antidotes. Yeah,
get a Ouija board.
Throw salt over your left shoulder.
Okay.
Spin in circles 3 times.
Okay.
Grind the mirror into a fine powder.
All right.
Wait, you're kidding.
Hold on. These are all options.
You don't have to do all of them.
Okay. No, not all.
Okay.
Reuse the broken mirror. Toss the broken mirror into a south running stream.
Huh?
Blacken the mirror with fire.
Do that one.
How about this? Touch a tombstone with one glass shard. Bonus tip, bury the glass. I think I'm going to do salt over the shoulder.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest of all of them.
I don't know. That seems like the lazy man's option. Yeah, how committed are you to breaking the curse?
7 years of bad luck.
Oh, it's 7 years, man. That takes him till he's almost 50.
I'm going to be sitting around 5 years from today being like, oh, well, I've made it through five. Something's coming.
This guy's got flights. He's got big things he's got to do over the next 7 years. He can't have that hanging over.
You think that Young is going to chase Jones?
That's right. Oh, no.
See?
Oh, no. What happened?
You don't want that to happen. And how many people... It's usually a woman thing, not a man thing, I'm not being sexist, but I've only seen women do this. Like, how many of you out there had, like, an aunt or someone you know that whenever they had salt, they threw it over their left shoulder? Every time. Middle of, like, dinner parties, Thanksgiving.
Incarcerated Bob texted me.
That's
a sign to pause moving in with anyone. Take another 6 months before you make that huge move.
See,
safe than sorry.
Please tell me that you will not be influenced to actually not do that thing because of this. Please.
I want to say right now, respectfully, and you hear the word I'm using, respectfully, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and ignore this.
I think that
the broken mirror, because my parents left the door open, and this mirror, when I tell you it's the cheapest piece of garbage ever made, what I'm looking at right now on the wall, what remains, is a plastic frame with a piece of cardboard and, like, sticky stuff on it. It was garbage. It wasn't a real mirror. I actually think there's a chance that the gods out there who make these decisions would go, a mirror that cheap that's hung that shoddily doesn't even count.
But just in case it does, we're talking about throwing a little salt over
your
shoulder.
Hold
done.
On.
You're
done. I'm going to get it. Hold on. You guys keep going. Get the salt.
Wow.
Andrew, unless there's a salt shortage or he doesn't have any, what is he going to go to a graveyard and touch a tombstone, blacken it with fire?
That's the
dig
one.
Dig a
I
hole
like.
In the back. Just do the salt. He's going to be fine.
All right. If they all count the same, then yeah, just do that one.
Bob, I love you. How do you even bring that up?
That's not
nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll continue while Peter goes and grabs the salt.
So, saves his life.
You mentioned the Brooklyn Nets before. They won last night, which is good. Kevin Durant scored 41, which is good. Kyrie's playing home games. That's good. But defensively for the Nets, that is not so good. So it was the Pistons that Brooklyn beat last night. Detroit, they're the third worst team in the NBA. Offensive rating is third worst in the NBA. Effective field goal percentage is worst in the NBA. And yet they managed to score 35 in the first, 29 in the second, 30 in the third, and 29 in the fourth. Now we have not played this yet. Here's Steve Nash. Here are his comments on Brooklyn's defense after the game. I found this, let's just say, to be somewhat worrisome.
You know, it comes down to how much edge we play with. You know, in Miami, we play with a lot of edge. Against Utah, the best offense in the league, play with a lot of edge. You know, I think when we play with edge, we're a much better team defensively. When we take our foot off the gas a little bit, you know, we're not good enough just to roll out there and shut people down.
Steve, you mentioned that defensive edge. What do you have to do to find it more consistently?
I do not know the answer to that.
Well, so we knew that was going to be a problem when they had the big three. Will they defend when they need to? It's not like the problem went away. Now, I think if Simmons plays, that should get better. But yeah, how close to 100% will he be? Will he even be available? But you don't like seeing that. That's you know, you're talking about Detroit. All right, they got fired up to play Miami. You get fired up to play Utah. Those are really good teams. You don't like flipping a switch on and off, Andrew? Not a good idea.
No.
Apparently, Peter went to Stop and Shop for the
soul. No.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right.
Well, I do have the salt, by the way.
Okay, so
okay, good.
Let's do this.
Ready? All right. How much do you think I need to do here?
No, just a quick shake.
Do you want me to do a
No,
Dumb and Dumber where I throw it over my shoulder and hit Cam Neely?
No, this is because you're not going to be guaranteed any's going to come out if you leave it in the shaker. So just put a bunch
in your hand, right?
In the palm of your hand and just throw it over your left shoulder.
Now, do you think I should go right hand over left shoulder? Or left hand? The left hand over left shoulder.
Whenever I've seen it, it's left hand over left shoulder.
Left hand over left shoulder.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
I'm emptying the salt.
Bye-bye 7 years bad luck coming up.
All right, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Wow! I feel great.
Like a weight has been lifted.
Yeah,
like
I actually do.
Like the weight of a mirror.
Because by the way, you can't tell me that the 7 years of bad luck from the mirror is any less stupid than the salt over the shoulder.
Right.
So we're good now.
Yeah,
like, let's be clear, we're good.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think so.
Thank you. Andrew, go ahead.
Okay. We'll continue. Guys, it feels like we've read these words several times over the course of the season, but Russell Westbrook had a bit of a contentious press conference last night.
You don't say.
Yeah, following the Lakers' 18-point loss to the Mavs. L.A. is now 31-44 on the season. They're actually out of the play-in tournament. They're tied with San Antonio for the 10th spot, but on tiebreaker, they're currently 11th. So afterward, Russ was asked what needs to change, and he seemed annoyed with the question, so he kind of flipped it on the reporter. Here's that exchange.
What do you think should change?
Winning. Be something.
Okay, that's obvious. What do you think should change?
Winning. Winning games, playing hard. Mm-hmm. You ask a question like you've been answered.
That's fine. You got to answer the winning?
Why?
You have to answer the winning?
I'm not out there playing. Maybe I think I'm... You give me the answer, but you think you
can. Exactly.
So, well,
I don't have to answer.
You
know, exactly.
If you don't have it, you out there. I
so
can't have it either.
You asked me to have an answer. You don't have it either.
Well, but I don't play, Russell. If you, I want to get the information from you so that
I'm only one person, champ.
Right.
It's a team game.
Right.
So I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I may have it.
I don't have it.
So good.
But I'm asking the pros who know the game, play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think you can do to make it your part, their part, everybody's part.
Sure.
That's what I'm asking.
No, I really am. I respect that.
So Russ asked the reporter right back to him, what do you think should change? And he said winning. And Russ was right. Yeah, that's obvious. We all understand that that's what needs to change. But the reporter's right, too. It's not his job to have an answer to that question. Russ is the pro, and he should be able to at least come up with something.
I hate to keep doing this. I know how weak I am. I felt bad earlier for Julius Randle and his sort of meltdown, and I felt bad for Will Smith for acting like a lunatic. I really do feel – Westbrook I feel the worst for because, yeah, he's been a jerk and he's been insufferable at times this year. But, guys, I don't – listen, I've heard people talk about Willie Mays, right? I didn't see his last season with the Mets, okay? So I don't know what that was like. But I don't recall a first-ballot Hall of Famer who wasn't – this wasn't like Willie Mays. This wasn't the absolute end. He's
right.
Getting towards
40.
Right. This is a guy who's in his early 30s, okay? He's getting towards the final run. But to fall off a cliff like this. I mean, I saw a highlight the other day, guys, of during warm-ups. I don't know if either of you saw this. During warm-ups, he tried to chuck the ball off the window like for a fun like alley-oop to himself. He threw the ball completely over the basket.
Yeah.
He can't do anything right now. it was almost like a joke, and then you see him sort of awkwardly sheepishly walk away like whoops. Like, he's forgotten. It's more like Chuck Knobloch than Willie Mays.
No, he's in his head. It's a mess. But you know what? The back and forth I thought was fine with the reporter.
No, he was respectful.
He was respectful. The reporter, I thought, stood his ground because it was a legit question. It didn't get contentious.
And
it was,
by the way, afterwards, they kind of, like, Russ was answering those questions almost. He left the podium and continued answering as he was walking out of the press conference room. And they kind of hugged at the end of it. So it seemed like they might have had kind of a friendly relationship and would just almost messing with each other by the end of it.
I gotta tell you guys, I think the salt already worked.
Okay. How so?
Great question, Don. Glad you asked. About 20 minutes ago, I got really worried because, you know, we know Michael's not, I don't think Michael will be with us tomorrow, right? So it's just me and Don. And I look at my flight information to Dallas on my calendar, and it says I arrive at 1:30. 1:30 in Dallas is 2:30 here. I can't arrive then. And I was like, how could I have been this dumb? How could I have booked this flight? That doesn't make any sense. And then I opened up. That was before the glass broke. That was like right when the glass broke, 5 minutes before. After the salt, I pulled up my boarding pass. And it turned out my calendar didn't adjust the time. I arrived to Dallas at 12:30 Dallas time.
Oh, that's more than enough time.
That's huge, Doug.
Ray Rowe.
That turns the whole thing around. Thank you, salt. Yeah. Beautiful ShopRite iodized salt. Thank you. Sorry, continue, Andrew. As
yeah, no problem. So I'm going to say this. Yes is going to leave us in about 10 to 15 seconds.
Okay.
I was about to do the Drop Madness results for today, but I'm going to give the Yes audience a buffer, a 1 minute or so buffer
to go turn on the radio.
To switch over to the radio if they're
curious. Okay, that makes sense.
For the Drop Madness results.
I like that. I like you're a giving man.
So yeah, so I'll allow that in the meantime, and we'll say goodbye to Yes as they go into
see you tomorrow, Yes.
Tonight's Yankees game. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on those to join us for the Drop Madness results, a quick little football note here on the next quarterback that a lot of people are looking at for a massive contract, and that's Lamar Jackson. His contract negotiations have stalled. There was some speculation that he might be looking to leave, but he put that to bed, tweeting this. He said, "I love my Ravens. I don't know who the hell's putting false narrative out that I'm having thoughts about leaving. Stop trying to read my mind." He's entering his fifth-year option, which will pay him just over $23 million this season. If the sides are unable to reach an extension by next offseason, Baltimore would have to place the franchise tag on Jackson to keep him from becoming a free agent.
I mean, listen, people could say what they want. This conversation continues to sort of like go around and around with Lamar Jackson. Guys, in this league, the level to which people are looking to find a quarterback, I am more than good with Lamar Jackson being my guy.
Oh, there's no question that, and Baltimore knows that. But the problem is how much you give him. If you give him MVP money, which he certainly deserves, then how do you build a team that can go out there and win a championship? Because they're an okay team. They're a good team. They're not a championship level team. Now you got to compete with Cincinnati, who's the team to beat in that division. So how do you keep up with the Joneses if you're going to have a monster contract? And he deserves it, but you're going to have to try to figure out a way to lessen the blow so that you got some money to improve your team. Remember the last time they gave Flacco the contract, they had to. He won a Super Bowl, and what happened? All those great defensive players got let go. Couldn't afford to pay him.
Yeah, very strange. Steve Bisciotti, the Ravens owner, said he doesn't foresee Jackson signing an extension before the start of the 2022 season, quote, unless he has a change of heart. And Bisciotti described Jackson's decision to wait as, quote, unique as hell. I wonder if Lamar Jackson just sees the direction that these quarterback contracts are going with guaranteed money and with the cap continuing to go up. And he maybe thinks the longer I wait, the larger my guaranteed payout will be. And so he's just going to bet on himself, bet that he stays healthy, and bet that he continues playing at an MVP level.
Peter, eventually they're going to have to pay him, right? Because like you said, the only thing worse than having to pay a quarterback is not having a quarterback to pay. But
exactly. That's how I feel. That's all I can think of.
The lesser of two evils is to keep Jackson and to just hope you can figure it out. So they will pay him, but you can understand them playing some hardball. See, same thing with Murray in Arizona. You got to play the game a little bit. Don't get so sensitive and insulted as if to say that you're being disrespected because they didn't take your first demand or just throw a bunch of money at you. In a cap sport, you gotta figure this stuff out. It's a lot harder than you think as a player.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, all right, let's do it. We put a bow on the Sweet 16 of Drop Madness. A couple absolute thriller buzzer beaters today. But we'll start with the ones that were a little bit more of a blowout. Let's go to the Peter region, where the 15 seed is looking to pull a St. Peter's. They have now pulled a St. Peter's. They have gotten to the Elite Eight.
The wow. Buckner play is like an etched in my moment kind of mind.
The 15 seed etched moment mind advances wow. 60% to 40% over the 3 seed.
Fred Fry, team on Saturday, team on Sunday, I don't know the ball.
See, I mean, and it's obvious, you know, the Orgeron one is me actually attempting to be funny, but the 15 seed is me actually showing signs that I'm of early onset dementia or that I'm losing my mind. So naturally, our great listeners went with that one. So
yeah,
thank you.
That's not nice.
So the 15 seed advances. Let's go to the Nether region, another 60-40 win. And once again, for the lower seed, it's I hope they lose advancing.
Wow. I hope they lose. Wow.
I'll tell you what. Guys, this is the day I've finally started to believe that there could be a Nether region champion this year.
We say goodbye to the 2 seed.
A lot of people I listen say that I kiss your fanny too much and I give you too much credit.
What?
See, you thought Yankee Nation would vote. They did. Yankee Nation doesn't like Boone.
That's a great point.
I think they got it wrong. I like Aaron
too.
Boone one. I voted Aaron Boone.
That is such a great drop. But all right.
Yeah. All right. Now we got a couple close ones. Let's start in the Don region, the 15 seed.
I've dropped acid. I've taken meth.
Oh, my God.
We have learned this year that there has been a changing of the guard. I think drugs now trumps yelling.
Yes.
Wow.
The 6th seed is gone.
Please, dear God in heaven, like me for 5 seconds.
It was wow. close.
51.5 to 48.5. Very wow. close. And so another 15 seed into the Elite
you know
Eight.
What? That's another team you're thinking about dancing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could be going all the way.
And then in our closest one of the day, 51% to 49%. This is in the K region. The 6th seed advances.
Oh, stop.
Barely defeating a Game 7 seed.
Give me a break.
I don't want to go five, deep into the 5
stop
o'clock
it.
Hour.
Stop yourself.
Stop.
Another one that I personally think the people got wrong.
I think they got that wrong.
I've been disappointed with the way the people have gone over the course of time. I got to say, I've disagreed on a lot of
well,
these.
I heard the same thing earlier today from Ballard. He wrote me and said he just wanted to be honest.
There you go.
He was not happy with what happened here. He said all his favorites are out.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's a crime that Who Let the Dogs Out was eliminated. That drop was Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony, Stacey Augman, and Eccles. So I understand what he's saying. It was a great drop.
But think about what Andrew just said, Peter. He thinks they got it wrong. Then why did he have it as the 7 seed and Groen stop the 6? If so you liked it that much, why wasn't it a higher seed?
So you had it wrong, is what you're saying.
let's see. Why did I put stop ahead of? Ahead of
by the way, I'll tell you guys, while you think about it, I'll tell you right now, I voted for stop, so I'm fine with it.
Really?
I did. I love the fighting. It's funny, but stop is, I don't know. There's something I find very pleasing about it from an audio standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, look, some of the ones that I personally wanted to win, I don't always necessarily place. Like, Don, for your region, Angry Cough was who I was pulling for to get out of your region, the 5 seed. Just because it's my favorite doesn't mean I automatically make it the 1.
And you had other people involved, too, and I don't know if it was brought up during conversations with other people, but I was just kind of curious that you thought they got it wrong and you had it as the lower seed.
Yeah. For anybody curious as to my logic on these, just go back and download the Drop Madness Selection Show
podcast.
There you go. It's all explained in there. And that'll do it for this ENN tonight. And I should tell you this ENN was brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker or the Hennessy Triple-Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
That was beautiful, Andrew. I enjoyed it. It delivered. And I'm happy that I fought back the bad luck. So that's good news. More to get to. Your calls, 1-800-919-3776, and more me and Don to close it out on this Wednesday on The K Show on YSN 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.